SBS Radio.
The position of the Australian Indigenous Doctors Association is that for the prisoners in jail for minor offences, particularly those close to parole periods or those close to their release dates, from a social justice perspective and from a health perspective, it would be reasonable for them to be considered for early release. Given that prisons are large institutions with significant numbers of people at risk of not only contracting coronavirus but then having the coronavirus spread through those large institutions in a manner similar to what has been feared would occur in nursing homes, for instance.
Yeah, because the prisons have been some people say it's just a petri dish of COVID-19.
Prisons are generally large institutions with large numbers of people, and should COVID get into those prisons, it may prove itself difficult to actually get on top of that and protect the prisoners from COVID itself. In that context, in Western society, unfortunately, there's not a great deal of sympathy for prisoners, but for your listeners, I think AIDA isn't advocating for the early release of serious offenders. What we're advocating for is the consideration for early release of those either coming up for parole or who are due for release, particularly in the context of minor offences.
Yeah, because a lot of prisoners actually are also just in remand. So just keeping them there, keeping them at risk of contracting the illness when they haven't even been judged or found quite really guilty is, nally form of condemnation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and has your call been heeded? Because this is not the first time we've had this call from the very beginning of the pandemic. Has the addition of your call to this ongoing concern being addressed?
Since last Friday, we have had a number of media inquiries in relation to our position.
Yeah.
And we would expect that would continue to move forward, and that the official responses will be forthcoming, hopefully in the next week or couple of weeks, from government departments and jurisdictions.
Yeah, because I saw on the weekend only the first person actually to be whose bail application has been granted because of COVID-19 was an Indigenous lady by the name of Chantelle Becker, and just because the first time they realized that, in the bail application they put forward that she was at risk of contracting COVID-19. So a first case is where the government has listened.
We just ask that for those individuals who are being held for minor offences or even being held awaiting trial, that we reduce the risk of COVID to those individuals because of the potential health consequences of that. And in Indigenous peoples, COVID, if it was to get into those communities or even in individuals, is likely to have a heavier burden of illness.
Yeah.
Because of the already existent health disparities between Indigenous peoples and non-Indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
And it would be a tragedy for an individual who is either accused of a minor offence or who has committed a minor offence to not only pay the judicial penalty, but the additional penalty imposed by an infection with COVID.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.